Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA, getting you set for week one of high school football. I'm Brandon Tam, and we got Caleb Moeller, the Sabetha Blue Jay football coach, joining us. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and also Sailor Insurance Service. Blue Jays will open up the season Friday night at home against Holton. We'll get to them here in just a bit. But, Coach, go back to last year, a team that saw some young kids get some experience right out the gate. Certainly had some ups and downs, but certainly saw a lot of improvements. It's certainly going to help here in 2025. But a 6-4 campaign a year ago, lost to Nemaha Central in the playoffs. Just how would you assess 2024 and kind of transitioning into the early portions of 2025?
Yeah, I thought last year was a great building block for us. It was a good season where we had a lot of sophomores having to step up into some critical roles. And on the defensive side, majority of them were. But this year, coming in on the offensive side and stepping up where those holes from last year's team and filling in the O-line nicely and obviously returning some guys in the backfield is a positive for this season. And then obviously the quarterback position. So, obviously that game experience last year was crucial. I see that carrying over to this year. A lot of the juniors, a lot of the seniors have a lot of game experience. So yeah. That's always nice to bring back on this year's team.
I guess outside of the experience factor, what's one of the big positives with this team, or what's one thing you really like outside of the experience coming back with this team maybe compared to 2024?
Yeah, I think the leadership of this team, the seniors are doing a great job. There's 9 seniors working hard to guide this team in the right direction. The juniors are filling in where needed with the leadership as well. So, obviously, having 6 coaches on staff and really having 20 coaches out on the field, is where I see a lot of things, improving. A lot of conversations being had on blocking schemes or plays or, defensive schemes. We have coaches all over the field. So, just seeing that leadership, improve, from last year to this year has been great to see.
How excited are you for your defense and what you got coming back on that side of the ball? Certainly an elite level in terms of points per game allowed last year at just north of 11 points per game. You got 9 returning starters on that side of the ball. I'm sure that group, with that little more experience and just kind of what they were able to do a year ago, is going to put you guys in a pretty good spot, although obviously we know the competition is going to be ramped up each and every week. But defensively, it seems like on paper you guys are ready to get rocking and rolling pretty early there.
Yeah, defense always kind of comes before offense at the early season, and we can see that in practices and in our jamboree. Our defense is weeks ahead from last year. With Ross Bergman being defensive coordinator, he's been doing a great job the last couple of years, and coming into year 2 for him at that spot, he's just building off the foundation from the last couple seasons. So it's been fun to see. One thing that we're talking about is, we can't be complacent from where we were and just keep improving every day in every game.
Talking with us about the football coach, Caleb Moeller, for a few more minutes. We'll step aside for a timeout, come back, preview the matchup on Friday night against the Holton Wildcats. We'll do that after a break here on KNZA. Continuing on here with Sabetha football coach Caleb Moeller on KNZA, it's week one of our locker room chats, and it is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Marts, and Sailor Insurance Service. Coach, right out the gate, tough test inside the Big East League on Friday night. You guys are at home against the Holton Wildcats. How are we feeling? Just getting ready for this week one tilt on Friday night.
Yeah, always preparing for Holton is a challenge with the offense that they run and the power run game that they have. And the discipline that they have, on all areas of the football field, offense, defense, and special teams. We've got to be prepared and, I know they're gonna be, ready to roll and bring a hard-nosed physical, style of play to us. And, we saw last year, a tight battle, and a defensive slugfest there expecting the same this year. They're returning quite a few guys as well on the offensive and defensive line. So we're ready for the challenge and preparing for Friday.
Yeah, you guys played in quite a few close games last year. This one, as we just mentioned, it was a 7-6 final. You guys were able to hold on for that win. You had a 7-6 game against Royal Valley middle of the year, a 16-14 win against Royal Valley in the playoffs. Also saw another one a close one in there too. So you're certainly familiar with the close games, probably would expect that to be the same. But what makes their offense so challenging to defend?
I think just the discipline that you have to have on the defensive side, making sure that you trust your keys, they have three options on every play. They have the fullback, halfback, and quarterback. So just making sure that your discipline and assignment sound every play, and you know they're going to keep running the same plays at you and until you make a little mistake and hit a big one on you. So we've talked about that a lot this week, is just being disciplined and sound on our keys and trusting what our eyes see, and then going to make plays.
Yeah, you probably touched up on a couple there, but keys to the game on Friday night, again, a very good one last year, low scoring, a one-point game for you guys, but what's kind of the expectations for this go-around here in 2025, and give us a few keys that's going to allow your team to get a victory here to start the year?
Yeah, you know, against Holton and two run-heavy teams, time of possession and turnovers are a huge factor in this game, and if we have a lack of turnovers and we get some and we control the football, I like our chances in the game. And this comes down to one or two plays, and that could be a special teams play, extra point, a two-point conversion stop, whatever it might be. It's going to come down to one or two plays that decide this football game.
There it is. Caleb Moeller, Sabetha Blue Jay football coach, joining us here this week. It's week one of our locker room chats on KNZA, and a good one on Friday to open the year as Sabetha hosts Holton. Of course, Pick Your Poison, that'll be live on the Sabetha and Holton channels, courtesy of MSC Sports. So multiple ways to tune in for that one on Friday night. Coach, we always appreciate it. Thanks again. We're off and running, and we'll talk to you ahead of week two next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for covering our kids.